The winter weather may have surprised those on the Pacific coast, but there were few surprises in the Midwest. In Wisconsin, the winter has been as predicted, cold, gray, endless. And it's worse than that, even. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released a report yesterday that said bad weather last summer kept many visitors away from the state then, when it should be very nice to go. All this is enough to drive even the most dedicated Wisconsinite to dream of the beach. And for writer Veronica Rickert, the fantasy of an eternally sunny California helps.
In my next life, I'll be a surfer in Southern California. This life is out because I'm ungainly on land as it is and have a morbid fear of sharks, thanks to all the Jacques Cousteau films foisted on me as a child. And oh yeah, I live in Wisconsin. But every other year or so, my family heads to Encinitas, California, where years ago I fell mittens over mucklucks for the surfing life. And it doesn't get any better than Swami's Beach, a local hotspot where the waves come in easy, and dolphin pods cruise the coast at sunset just feet from the surfers. I know it's completely uncool to be a wannabe, but when I think of Encinitas, I can't help myself. Chipping ice from my windshield in the morning, I contemplate Swami's Beach. It's a life so far removed from mine that I feel like a polar explorer on spring break in Cancun. Well, I can tell you that a purple sky means snow, that it's always better to steer your car into a skid instead of against it, and that frostbite bears an ominous resemblance to freezer burn on a bagel. What I really want to know is what it feels like to step from the ocean, surfboard tucked at your side, still basking in what I imagine to be the lingering sensation of flight. But I've been thinking, if I can't live the surfer's lifestyle here in the Great White North, at least I can cop the look. And what could be more hip in a Wisconsin winter than a surfboard hanging off your roof rack? So I'm checking out surfboards on eBay, in search of one that will look especially gnarly on my practical snow-ready vehicle. In further defiance of winter, I'm practicing my surfer's accent. Check this out. 10-foot snowdrifts expected tomorrow. I'm so stoked. My accent stinks, but no one here will know the difference. They'll just think my tongue has frostbite. The months until spring always drag, but here in the long dark of a Wisconsin winter, I imagine myself back at Swami's Beach. Myself, riding a burst of kinetic energy, radiating a sun-kissed, sand-in-my-toes kind of cool. I dream that the light will be flecked with gold, even in winter, and that the snow, when it settles onto my skin, will melt in the California sun.
Veronica Rickert is a writer in Madison, Wisconsin. She comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's the current forecast for Wisconsin today. High temperatures in the 40s, expected to fall well below freezing tonight. No surf report currently available for Lake Michigan.